And now we want to talk about new attitudes in the wake of the Arab Spring. Of course, that was the wave of popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa that began with Tunisia and Egypt. Now, Egypt may have fallen out of the headlines as the world's attention has turned to places like Syria and Bahrain and Yemen, but Egypt is still adjusting to the new reality of life in the 4 months since President Hosni Mubarak agreed to step down. Today, the Gallup polling organization releases a new report called Egypt from Tahrir to Transition that asked Egyptians their thoughts, concerns, and aspirations after those historic days. It's one of the first comprehensive assessments of Egyptian public opinion in the wake of the uprisings. Joining us in NPR's Washington, D.C. studios to talk more about this is Mohammed Yunus. He's a senior analyst at the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies in Washington, D.C. He also serves as an analyst at the recently established Abu Dhabi Gallup Center that published the report on Egypt. He also travels widely in the region. Mohammed Yunus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, this report shows some real extremes, some real highs, some really profound sense of optimism, and also some deep fears.
Absolutely. I mean, what we found in the data was very clearly two stories. A story that is very hopeful of the future. We saw the highest jump we've ever seen since we've been polling in Egypt over the past decade of people expecting their lives to be better in the next 5 years. At the same time, we saw some concerning trends downwards in people's assessments of how they feel about local security in their neighborhoods, also how they feel about the local economy where they live, unemployment, a lot of other basic needs like quality health care, availability of affordable housing. All of these things tend to trend it down after the revolution, which is not surprising.
Just as an example of that, we caught up with Yasmin El-Sayed Hani. She's a 26-year-old master's student at Cairo University. We were able to reach her actually while the uprising was going on, just after Mubarak had stepped down, and she was ecstatic. And actually, 4 months later, she's still ecstatic. Here's a clip of from our conversation with her.
The thing that was beyond our imaginations simply happened, which is that dictatorship came to an end. So what else would be a problem? So we understand that optimism is flowing in the air. We are all thinking the same way towards our Egypt.
Now, does that optimism extend toward a sense of optimism around the political structure, the governance, you know, of the country? Because the previous reporting suggested that people did not have a lot of confidence in
Absolutely.
The fairness of the elections there. Has that changed?
It's changed dramatically. So when we ask people, first of all, we ask eligible voters, do you plan to participate in the upcoming elections? About 90% of them say that they would like to participate. What's very interesting is that when we ask whether or not they expect them to be fair and honest, 91% of respondents say that they do expect them to be so. In 2010, before the change of government, when we asked, do you expect the upcoming elections to be fair, less than 30% of people said yes. Also, the sense of euphoria you heard in what she said is also a very common sentiment, particularly in those weeks right after the change of government. Now, as that euphoria sort of settles away, the challenge is going to be how the leaders of Egypt and their partners internationally are going to quell, number one, the frustration with the challenges in the local economic situation, but also how they're going to restore a sense of local security and rule of law.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking to Mohammed Yunus of the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies. He's a senior analyst. He regularly travels through the Muslim world, polling Arabs and Muslims on their views. And today we're talking to him about Gallup's newest poll called Egypt from Tahrir to Transition. We believe it's one of the first and most comprehensive polls of Egyptian public opinion in the wake of the historic changes there. I wanted to ask you about the Muslim Brotherhood, something that Americans and other people in the region are very concerned about. We were wondering whether the Muslim Brotherhoods are going to try to win a majority in parliamentary elections and whether they will seek to impose a more sort of Islamically oriented justice system and sort of social and cultural system, you know, on the country.
Absolutely.
And so what do Egyptians feel about this?
Well, one thing we can say, just to back up, is Egyptian society is a very religious society. It's actually has one of the highest rates of respondents who say that religion plays an important part of their life. It's over 95% in Egypt and has consistently been so for the past few years. When we actually ask respondents in Egypt whether or not they would support the various political parties that might run in the upcoming election, we asked about several of them and we included the Muslim Brotherhood. What we found is that only 15% of Egyptians said that they would support them in an election. Now, other research, other public opinion research has focused on whether or not people have a favorable opinion of the Muslim Brotherhoods. And those numbers are much higher. And that's not surprising because the brand of the Muslim Brotherhood as a group has been one of religious reform, providing grassroots help to people in healthcare, handing out food, aid, etc., but also a brand of resistance against an autocratic government. And those brands tend to resonate with Egyptians, and they tend to resonate with Muslim Arabs generally throughout the region.
I just want to play a short clip again from our interview with Yasmin, the young woman whom we interviewed earlier. And we asked her what she thought of the Muslim Brotherhood and whether Egypt should remain a secular state. This is what she had to say.
The priority now is who will serve better the people. Myself don't care about the background of the government, whether secular or Islamic, as long as they don't violate my rights and they don't expel those who are different with them. And that when they act not in accordance with my interests and my concerns, I can remove them in the next election. So, okay, come, welcome to politics.
Do you think her point of view represents that kind of urban, educated elite? Or do you think that that's, in fact, a widespread opinion, which is everybody participate as long as I can get rid of you if I don't like what you're doing?
I think that's sort of the sentiment of everybody. We want a governance system where there are checks and balances, where if things go wrong, we can say, hey, wait a minute. We want another alternative. But the role of religion is going to be different. So I wouldn't expect a completely secular democracy. What I would expect is it to become a democracy that represents certain religious values of the people who live in that country.
I think Americans would be particularly interested in how Egyptians see the U.S.-Egyptian relationship going
Absolutely.
Forward. Your poll finds that Egyptians are very apprehensive about the U.S. role in the new Egypt. Could you talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit about that?
And I think that's actually the most important finding for our U.S. listeners. When we asked Egyptian respondents, do you have a favorable opinion of U.S. economic aid to Egypt? What we found is that 52% of the general public opposes the idea of U.S. aid to Egypt. Does it mean that they're not looking for the U.S. as a partner in building the future? Absolutely not. What it does mean, it means that the aid component of the U.S.-Egyptian relationship has come to symbolize to the average Egyptian one thing, particularly that U.S. policy dictates what Egypt is going to do as a country.
Let me just play a short clip from Yasmin about that, because it seems to speak to that point. She made very clear that she's very disappointed at the Obama administration for taking so long to back the protesters, and she tied that to the aid question. I'll just play a clip and get you to react to it.
This time of conditional aid has come to an end. This intrusion into our domestic politics will not be welcomed. We will build our society on democratic principles, because we stood in front of the face of Mubarak when Obama was supporting him indirectly.
What does she mean by conditional aid? And I'm getting the sense from you that Egyptians interpret U.S. aid being tied to what? Maybe you can help me understand.
To Egypt's position vis-a-vis the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, to Egypt's position vis-a-vis particularly the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, but more importantly to Egyptians' positions with regard to how the aid is spent in the country. And a primary challenge with U.S. aid in Egypt specifically has been that in the past, a lot of times, U.S. was limited in its ability to work with various parties on the ground. Those parties were sometimes handpicked by the government, and therefore anybody who would interact and receive U.S. aid, whether it's NGOs or civil society organizations, suddenly, number one, became discredited with the masses in Egypt, but number two, represented a very sort of negative brand to U.S. aid in the region.
So how do you think Americans should interpret that point of view
Absolutely.
Going forward?
I think what we should see in these numbers is a country that is for once getting an opportunity to decide what it does for itself. It's something that we as Americans value greatly. But furthermore, it's a country that is looking for partners that want to interact with it on an equal basis. I mean, if you just flip this coin for a minute and imagine how American public opinion would react to the notion of China sending its aid to political parties in the U.S. I think the vast majority of us, whether conservative or liberal, would probably be against it. But I think moving forward, the president has demonstrated, I think, that his administration understands that partnering with Egypt, helping them get to that next step, is in the vital interest of the United States, and it's in the vital interest of the entire region.
Mohammed Yunus is a senior analyst at the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies in Washington, D.C. He also serves as an analyst at the recently established Abu Dhabi Gallup Center. He joined us at our NPR studios in Washington. If you want to read the report in its entirety, we hope you will. You'll find a link to the new Gallup poll. It's called Egypt from Tahrir to Transition. It'll be linked to our website. Just go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. Mohammed Yunus, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.